I was wrong about something that I used to talk about all the time on this channel for how to become successful, what you need to do in order to make money online. And this is an idea that I had 4 years ago, back when I really didn't have the understanding that I have right now. And who would I be to come on here and constantly be giving you advice like I know all the answers all the time to everything? Because the truth is that I change my opinion about things, I learn, I evolve, and that's the whole point of this channel, is to share, you know, wisdom and as much experience as possible. So the big thing that I've changed my mind about is that I used to believe that the idea for your business, the idea for, say, your clothing brand, doesn't really matter as much as the skills that you have and your execution of that idea. So I used to really believe that, you know, you could have a really crappy idea for your business as long as you had an amazing execution. And as long as you were like, you were creative enough, you could make it work. And as much as there's some truth to that, I really stopped believing that as much. I want to talk to you about why I now believe that the idea is very important for your brand and what really made me change my mind about this. So I hope you enjoy. Apparel Success is sponsored by my buds over at Brand Crowd. Brand Crowd's a logo maker tool. You type in the name of the logo that you want to have made, hit enter, thousands of logos will come up. You choose the logo that you like, then you can edit and refine that logo as long as you want for free until it's perfect. I had this Hundo P design made for my own clothing brand using Brand Crowd. If you're interested, head over to brandcrowd.com/apparel success and you can get 66% off at checkout. So what I've discovered is that when it comes to your success, there's basically three main things that go into it. There's your skills as an entrepreneur, and your skills might be how well can you run Facebook ads? How well can you work on Photoshop? How well can you, you know, edit videos or hire people? Those are your skills as an entrepreneur. And obviously, the higher skills you have, the better your skills, the more likely you're going to be successful. The second part would be your beliefs. A lot of new entrepreneurs struggle because they believe that, you know, they need to work on their brand for like 6 years to get it absolutely perfect, and that when they launch, the whole world's just going to find out about it. And if those are your beliefs, that's really going to hinder your ability to succeed, because the reality that you face a lot of the times when you start up a business is that you actually need to have a really creative marketing strategy, and you need to apply your resources very well. You need to allocate your time, allocate your money really, you know, wisely. And your beliefs on all of this stuff is largely going to contribute to your ability to become successful. But the third one that I often don't really think about all of that much, and that a lot of people don't either, is the actual opportunity that you're entering into. Like the sheer market size, the whether or not the market is like a blue ocean market, or whether or not that market is super, you know, competitive and hard to compete in. And here's a great example of this. Let's say you wanted to start up a YouTube channel, and you decided that you wanted to start a fitness YouTube channel. Well, there's a lot of people dominating that space on YouTube. So maybe 10 years ago, the opportunity would have been there to make a really, you know, big splash in that market relatively easily. But now in 2023, people are just dominating that whole space, right? They're absolutely saturated. It would be really hard to grow like a huge fitness channel on YouTube because there's not as much opportunity there. And so you might have to find like a really specific angle or a really unique way to attack that market. And I believe that the same thing exists with clothing brands. Like, let's look at my clothing brand, for example. I have a clothing brand that represents rural Canada. Inside of Canada, there's maybe 36 million people here. And my clothing brand is a very niche brand within Canada. So of all of Canada, you know, my market size might be 1 million, 2 million, 3 million people that are really perfect for my brand. And obviously this makes it really easy for me to sell to these people because, you know, there's not as much competition. There's nobody really specialized for those exact people. And it's really easy to really craft my brand exactly for that particular niche market. But when you really look at the opportunity and you think about how big you can grow it, the market cap is fairly limited. So what's crossed my mind lately is, you know, I feel like I've almost maxed out my market size. And I imagine applying my current entrepreneurial skills, my current beliefs about entrepreneurship that I developed through all of this work inside of this niche clothing brand, And I imagine if I could now apply it to a bigger opportunity vehicle, like a brand that also had appeal in the US, that's 330 million more people that I could potentially be selling to. And that's just the US. Imagine if it was worldwide and you were really appealing to, you know, potentially a market size that is inside of all of these different countries. And obviously there's nuances to this, because the bigger the market that you're going after, the more competition there is and the harder it is to compete. And so I'm aware of all of this, but at the same time, I do believe that there are a lot of clothing brands out there that choose ideas that are just really bad ideas from the beginning. Like, there really isn't even a market, or the market doesn't really have a strong emotional appeal to the brand that you've created. And there is such a thing as working on a brand for, say, 10 years, and, you know, it's just the wrong opportunity. It's just the wrong idea. And so what you hear a lot, including from me on this YouTube channel, is like, put your head down, work for 10 years, be patient, and in 10 years you'll see that success. And that's true if you're in an opportunity that really allows for that success. But one of the nuances around this that I think is worth mentioning is that, you know, you could be working potentially for 10 years and not see any results, not get any success if there's really no market there. And so when it comes to this, I'm not like, you know, it's only the opportunity, and I'm also not like it's only the skills. It's a perfect combination of both. You need a really good market opportunity, and you also need to develop your skills. And so there is such a thing as having a brand where you're in a market and you're in an opportunity that's really not that good, but the entrepreneur has skills that are so good where he just kind of makes it work. That happens all the time. But I think that what would be even better to like 10x that entrepreneur's results would be getting out of that opportunity, moving into a new opportunity, and he'll likely soar to the moon. And so sometimes you're just rowing in the wrong boat, and you need to switch the whole boat in order to get to the results that you're looking for. And so, you know, I don't want you to hear this message and think, oh no, I need to close down my business, I don't think I'm in the right opportunity. If you haven't given your opportunity a full effort, like years of work, if you haven't really grinded at it and you haven't developed the skills yet, then there's still time, because you really don't know if it's the right opportunity unless you apply yourself fully and you're really confident that your skills as an entrepreneur are legit enough that if it was the right opportunity, you'd be able to make it work. But if you feel like you've been working at something for years and you really feel inside like just not confident in your brand idea, you just have this feeling like, oh, you know what? I've learned so much on my way here to recognize that maybe I did just, you know, have this inflated view of my brand and think that it was going to be better than it is. And now you're thinking, you know what? I have this other idea and I've applied myself to this like crazy, and I just want to like apply everything that I've learned from my previous idea to a new one. That's totally okay. Like, it's okay to pivot as an entrepreneur. I've pivoted multiple times. I've switched my whole brand concept around. I've done different things on this YouTube channel. I've talked about different things, and I continue to do that. And I think that that's an important lesson, because one side of it is work forever and eventually you'll achieve success. But another side of it is that, you know, you could be uploading videos on YouTube, say, for 10 years and literally still have 1,000 subscribers if you're in the wrong niche, or, you know, if you've picked the wrong opportunity. So I hope that you can take that information with a grain of salt and just use your own critical thinking to make decisions within your own business. My clothing brand marketing program is 50% off until the end of the year, and this is the last sale that I'm ever going to have. I break down real conversations I've had with celebrities and influencers to land endorsements for my own brand. I show you how to grow a real following on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube from scratch. And I show you how to set up, structure, and scale up Facebook ads and TikTok ads for your clothing brand. If you're interested, you can learn more about what's inside at clothingbrandmarketing.com, and I hope to see you inside.